only if all other means had failed, and only if no reasonable chance for a peaceful resolution was left. Revolution, in other words, was the last stop of self-defense. The Declaration concedes these requirements. It refers to the patient sufferance of these colonies and to the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. Note the word constrains. Jefferson used words carefully, and nowhere was he more careful than in his choice of this word. Americans were constrained to declare independence. They were compelled by the aggression of England. In every stage of these oppressions, the Declaration says, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. Jefferson portrayed Americans as long-suffering victims of an oppressive king. Indeed, it was widely argued that the king, by defaulting on the duty to protect his subjects, had already made America independent. Jefferson, in his notes of proceedings in the Continental Congress, reported the frequent occurrence of this argument among proponents of independence.
It was urged by J. Adams, Lee, White, and others that the question was not whether, by a declaration of independence, we should make ourselves what we are not, but whether we should declare a fact which already exists, that as to the king, we had been bound to him by allegiance, but that this bond was now dissolved by his assent to the late act of Parliament, by which he declares us out of his protection.